The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
All right. So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by President Nick Hershey and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern is go through some live mortgage rates of our actual rates for the day. And then we do a deep dive into a different topic. Today's loan topic is going to be 1099 loans. We actually talked about this a little bit last night on one of our trainings, and we'll be going through it here today. Our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will take us into that deep dive here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every morning, which is go over the live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right. A lot of activity yesterday. So let me change my screen here and we'll see what we're looking like this morning. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool for our team here of mortgage professionals. This will show us the general rates and the APR for today, February 14th, Valentine's Day, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs are live here. So we should see some activity from yesterday, which was unfortunately not in our favor necessarily. If you'd like a full breakdown, a full loan estimate of all the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with our team members. We have over 300 loan officers in 23 states here. So for the demo, we'll always set up a basic scenario to compare programs. We'll set a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the loan to value to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we're going to ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And then we'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the next option that most borrowers look at. And then we'll go into expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options here. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you happen to be looking there, just let us know. We'll start with conforming conventional, purchase, 30-year fixed loan, primary occupancy, single family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos, we use the estimated credit score here of 760 and the estimated debt to income ratio of 40. So with these settings, let's see what we're looking like. Yes, and unfortunately, yesterday, after the show yesterday, the rates did stay up and continue to rise. So we definitely see a little jump here. 6.624 rate for 2.25 discount points at cost puts the final APR at 6.902. Yesterday we were about 6.6 something, I believe. So we did see some further rising in the rates there. Hopefully today the news is a little bit better. I have seen some relaxation there in some of the markets. So hopefully this will go down tomorrow. We'll check it out. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for conventional, the next option we want to quote typically is an FHA program. So we'll set everything else exactly the same, only we're going to change to an FHA program, which does allow more leniency on credit issues, as well as a much higher debt to income ratio. So we'll keep everything exactly the same so we can compare apples to apples here across the programs. And FHA did go up as well, 5.875 best rate for 2.5 discount points in cost, puts the final APR at 6.829, which is still just a touch under conventional, you see there. So if our customer qualifies for both, definitely don't overlook FHA. It could be a touch cheaper. This APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required for FHA. So it's just a hair cheaper today. And our borrowers that must use it, definitely a good option. Now, where we love to specialize is if our customer, unfortunately, doesn't qualify for either conventional or FHA using full documentation. Typically, most other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll keep everything else the same. However, now we have a new option pop up where we can change our income type. Full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if our customer doesn't qualify using that method, we will look at another one, such as asset related, business bank statement programs, our investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those in a minute. Personal bank statement, 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use for the demo. We have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, which is Jose's topic for today. He'll go into some details on these, a little bit tricky. P&L, no income CDFI, all kinds of different options. The most common is our 12-month personal bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times when our self-employed borrowers submit 2 years of tax returns, they may have various write-offs and not qualify at all, or just may need a little more income. Either way, we can solve the problem, no tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements here, to determine a debt-to-income ratio of 40% in our example, using just their cash in the bank. So many times our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income. So let's check out the non-QM options today. And they did go back up a touch with the markets, unfortunately. Best option today, 7% rate for 2.1 discount points in cost. Puts the final APR at 7.377. However, we're still within a half a point of conventional, which is pretty amazing. So our customers that need to use bank statements, it's almost identical to conventional and FHA. As you can see here, the APR is about 0.5 higher. So for our customers that need to use it, these programs are amazing. Now, if you scroll down, there's hundreds of variations of these programs. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow things like bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues and events that would otherwise cause us to not qualify. And some may allow different ways to calculate the income. So hundreds of variations. Please get with our team to find the best options. And before we go into Jose's 1099 example, which we don't get to do on the live pricer here, we will pull up our investment property examples. So we'll put up the same scenario, 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll look at the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, and then we'll compare that to our non-QM investment property options. Remember, FHA, VA, USDA, all the government programs do not work for investments. So we'll start with conforming conventional. Everything's going to stay the same as all our demos. All we've edited here is the occupancy to investment. So let's see what the rates are looking like. Yeah, and as expected, the portfolio option is going to continue to be a little bit better as the rates get a little bit volatile. So our portfolio option, remember, is a full doc, regular conventional option using all the same guidelines. However, it's not actually sold to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So they do not have the same loan level price adjustments that are required for a true Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. So that's why we see this pop up on the list when we get volatility. So the best option here, 6.875 rate for 3.25 discount points and cost, puts a final APR at 7.264. And you see the first true conventional option, FNMA stands for Fannie Mae. So this is a true Fannie Mae, 7.125 rate for 3.5 discount points at cost, puts the final APR 7.549. So definitely most investors right now would be looking at this portfolio option, but I would recommend all of our investors also check out our true non-QM options, which should be very comparable today. So let's get into our final live demo. We'll do investment property again, 80% loan to value. And this time we'll select our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we have our new options pop up. First, our income must be selected, most popular income type, and our most popular loan type is our DSCR loan because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation on that from our borrower. We simply use the estimated rental income to determine a DSCR value. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows monthly, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one. But for the demo, we'll put 1.5 so we can see all the options pop up. And finally, a prepayment penalty must be selected. 3 years is standard on these programs. However, there are options for no prepay that will limit what shows up and cost more. There are also some options for 5 years, which will again limit what shows up, but does save our borrower some money that hold properties long term. 3 years is the standard, so that's what we'll use for the demo here. So let's check our DSCR options today. All right, still amazing, have options in the sixes. So today this is a standout option compared to conventional. DSCR is smoking conventional today, 6.75 rate, 3.15 discount points and costs for a final APR of 7.229. So we have a DSCR option that's beating our portfolio full doc and our true conventional Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So absolutely amazing. I'd say 110% of investors, as I say always, will choose a DSCR loan if it's cheaper. Today's case, and even most of the time if it's more expensive, but today it is cheaper here. We also have dozens of options. Some of these at higher rates and costs may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate the income, short-term rental income, very popular request. Only some of these programs may allow it. So please get with our team to find which of these hundreds of variations work best. And now we will get into our deep dive topic for today, which is going to be 1099 loans. So a great option. We've done a couple episodes on this in the past. A great option for our self-employed borrowers that receive a 1099. If you were on our loan officer training, most of our team was last night, we went over how to structure these types of deals. Today is more for the public out there to check out some different options we have for pricings and LTVs. These are a little tricky, so I'll let Jose explain the caveats here. Bank statement is the more traditional option. 1099 is a little bit tricky, but as Jose said last night, might be the easiest loan that you do if it falls in these certain categories. So 1099 loans for our self-employed borrowers that receive 1099s, just like the bank statements, but a little bit different. So Jose, explain a little bit more about the qualifications and why we would use 1099 if you can first, and then let's check out these examples, please.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. So last night we did go over how to structure a 1099 loan. And so today we're getting to see our structure in action right now. As I was mentioning yesterday, 1099 loans are for self-employed borrowers only. A 1099 loan, if your borrower does qualify for that loan, is a better option than a bank statement loan because the 1099 loan does allow for a 90% profit margin. That means there's only a 10% expense ratio or expense factor with a 1099 loan versus bank statement. Best case scenario you're going to get with a bank statement is 20% expense factor, and then from there it's going to grow up. In some cases, we can attain that expense factor simply by just looking at the guidelines, no accountant letter needed. But in most cases, the default expense factor is 50%, and to get any expense factor lower than 50%, you would need a letter from a tax preparer. So you can see why the 1099 loan will be simpler when taking into consideration that aspect of the deal. Now, 1099s, as I mentioned yesterday, the loan type is a little bit more restrictive in that most of the options do require the borrower to be receiving the 1099 income from one source, right? You can't have like 1099s and qualify for most of these 1099 options. Typically, something like that, the borrower is going to end up going with a bank statement option because then you're going to grab the bank statement deposits for the business income because they have multiple 1099s as opposed to one 1099 with year-to-date pay stubs or possibly a written VOE for the non-employee compensation that has been received for year to date, which is the requirements of the 1099. So let me share my purchase and refi examples that I have for you today for 1099. Our first example is the maximum loan to value of 90%. And as is always the case on every non-QM loan, never any mortgage insurance is applicable when we go above 80% LTV. So here we do have a lowest cost option of 9.375, lowest rate option of 8.125. So 9.375 lowest cost option, 8.125 lowest rate option for our maximum LTV 90%. And now, as I always like to do, showing a little bit lower LTV, a little bit closer to the standard so that you can see the betterment in the rate. So here you see that our lowest cost option now drops to 8.125, which was our lowest rate option at 90%. And you can buy that down to 7.625%. So now some investment options for 1099 for you. 85% is our maximum loan to value for an investment 1099 purchase. And here you're looking at 9.375% is at par. And look at that. Wow. You can buy that down all the way to 7.375%. Wow. That's for our maximum LTV, 85%, 1099 investment property purchase. Now, at our more standard 80%, we're looking at 9.375 is at par, and you can buy that down to 7.375% as our lowest rate option. And now for some refinance options, cash out refi, maximum LTV for the primary 1099 one unit cash out refi is 85% LTV. And at an 85% LTV on the cash out, our lowest cost option is 9.625%. And our lowest rate option is 8.875%. And our 1099 primary one unit cash out at an 80%. So now I lower the LTV to the more standard 80%. So you could see the rate betterment. And as could be expected, we're looking at 8.375 lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.25%. Pretty amazing. And last but not least, our investment cash out for a one unit property at an 80% loan to value, 80% LTV is the maximum LTV for a cash out refinance for this option. And you're looking at 9.749 as your lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 7.999 at a cost of 3 points. So that's not too shabby, considering this is an 80% LTV cash out refinance of an investment property using 1099s for income. Wow.
All right, it looks like we have a couple of questions here. So let's go ahead and bring up the first question. So this was back when we were showing the bank statements, actually. Can self-employed borrowers only give business bank statements? And if so, is it 12 months or 24 months?
Well, self-employed borrowers have many options, and the bank statement loan, definitely one of the most popular ones. Self-employed borrowers can provide either 12 months or 24 months. 24 months bank statements is usually going to have a little bit of a better price, usually like maybe a quarter of a point better in price. But you are risking that the further you extend the look back period, the more the probability that you're going to find some issue like declining deposit trends or possibly overdrafts or large undocumented type deposits that would affect your income. So it's usually best to stick with the 12-month look-back period. And also for the bank statement program, it can be either personal bank statements, of which we will allow 100% of deposits, or it can be business bank statements where it can be as high as 80% of the deposits or as low as 40% if it's a high overhead type business with a lot of employees. So a lot to consider with the bank statement program. And you can actually also, we have options where you can co-mingle business bank statement and personal bank statements depending what month they deposited what where. But when you are co-mingling bank statement types, you always go to the lowest profit margin of the two, which would be the business bank statement.
Okay. And then we have another question here. What scenario would a 1099 loan be chosen over Freddie Mac?
Well, I guess the question there would be more like, in what scenario would you choose a 1099 loan for income versus a full doc, a traditional full doc loan for income, which could be Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, maybe a VA loan, an FHA loan, or USDA loan, which are all going to require full income documentation of the traditional type, right? If they're self-employed, in this case, let's compare apples to apples. You have your self-employed borrower that if he goes Freddie Mac is going to have to provide 2 years tax returns, or maybe in some cases, if they've been in business for 5 years or longer, 1 year's tax returns, right? But you still got to provide tax returns. So what if that borrower has a 1099 that at a 90% profit that you can use of the 1099, let's say it's $100,000 1099, 90% of that is $90,000. So on a 1099 program, the income is $90,000 a year. But on their tax returns, let's say they had $30,000 after expenses. And out of that, you only have, let's say, $5,000 in depreciation that you can add back. So now you have $35,000 using traditional tax returns versus $90,000 if you go with just 90% of the 1099. So that's really the most cut and dry example of why you would use a 1099 or any other alternative doc program to qualify a borrower is when the tax returns do not help you because of the deductions and the expenses.
All right. Let's see here. Just check to make sure there's no other questions. Oh, I think we're good. All right, cool. Well, thank you for the questions. We appreciate it. Remember, we do this 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through our live rates and then do a deep dive into a different topic. So we'll have a new topic tomorrow. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you for the questions. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Jose. We'll see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great day, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.